USA Radio News.
President Trump said in a tweet on Monday that he hopes Saudi Arabia and OPEC don't cut oil production hours after the Saudi energy minister indicated that the country would reduce its output next month. In that same tweet, the president also said that oil prices should be much lower based on supply. Fires in northern and southern California are expected to continue at least through Wednesday, with the winds staying as gusty as they are and sometimes reaching near hurricane-force winds. So far, 31 people have died. This woman lost her home in Paradise, California.
It's extremely heartbreaking, I think, for everybody, especially if people suffering from not knowing, and that's probably the hardest place to be in.
Veterans Day was Sunday, but it is being observed by the federal government today, so that means no mail, banks will be closed, and all the federal offices and buildings will be closed as well. Stan Lee, comic book mastermind behind the Incredible Hulk and Superman, died today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The recount of the Senate and gubernatorial races in Florida's 67 counties continued today. Catherine Harris is the former Florida Secretary of State. She joined Fox News with one thing people need to remember during this recount.
It's critical that the laws are followed. Our elected officials were elected to act with courage and integrity and administer the law.
The Vatican is asking U.S. bishops to hold off on voting measures to address sexual abuse in the church. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The bishops of America's 196 Catholic dioceses and archdioceses are gathered in Baltimore for the start of a three-day conference, and they had planned to vote on measures to tackle the crisis and prevent further sex crimes. But in the opening minutes of the Monday meeting, the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops told the bishops Pope Francis was asking they not vote on any of those proposals. The Pope reportedly doesn't want the U.S. bishops to vote on them until he leaves a worldwide meeting with church leaders on the matter in February.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
Bubba Wallace is the driver of the number 43 car for Richard Petty Motorsports. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bubba before Sunday's race, and one of the things I asked him was, Richard Petty Motorsports has teamed with the Air Force now for 10 years. I asked him what it means to have the Air Force paint scheme on his car this Veterans Day weekend.
It means a lot. I mean, thankful for the opportunity, one, to be driving for the King, and two, to be representing the Air Force colors and the brand. So I'm excited about that. We can get to do a lot of cool things and see a different side of the world that you wouldn't typically see, and see the backgrounds of what goes into the military and how they keep us safe and then allow our freedom. So super exciting partnership. I've been loving every second of it. One of the best paint schemes here today.
Speaking of exciting experience, you recently went down to Shaw Air Force Base and did some flight training with 77th Fighter Squadron. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I was able to do the Thunderbirds last year. And anytime you get to go up in a fighter jet is second to none. It's unreal of how the cool factor is. I mean, just being able to go from, I don't know how fast we're going, but the acceleration, just the G-forces, we pulled 9-7, I believe. Didn't pass out, didn't throw up. Definitely looking forward to the next adventure that we got planned.
From ISM Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.